Segment 7.3. Consequences of not following the instructions and orders of one's spiritual master, Part 3. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 12.9. Some of the disciples strictly accepted the orders of the Acharya, and others deviated, independently concocting their own opinions under the spell of Devi Maya. Purport. This verse describes the beginning of schism. When disciples do not stick to the principle of accepting the order of their spiritual master, immediately there are two opinions. Any opinion different from the opinion of the spiritual master is useless. One cannot infiltrate materially concocted ideas into spiritual advancement. That is deviation. There is no scope for adjusting spiritual advancement to material ideas. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his Laws of Nature and Infallible Justice, Chapter 1, God and the Laws of Karma, the position of Krishna. Similarly, you have to accept the spiritual master's order as axiomatic, self-evident, or unquestionable. There can be no argument. In this way, you can make progress. You cannot argue about things that are inconceivable to you. You will only fail. You have to accept the Vedic injunctions and the orders of the spiritual master as axiomatic truth. This is not dogmatic, because our predecessor spiritual masters accepted this principle. If you argue with your spiritual master, you will never reach a conclusion. The argument will go on perpetually. You put some argument, I put some argument. That is not the process. To recap, let's list the underlined words that Srila Prabhupada said above, so that you can refer to them easier in your deliberation. According to this instruction of Viswanath Chakravarti Thakura, it is the duty of a disciple to follow strictly the orders of his spiritual master. The secret of success in advancement in spiritual life is the firm faith of the disciple in the orders of his spiritual master. The devotee must therefore be very careful not to commit offenses against the spiritual master by disobeying his instructions. As soon as one is deviated from the instructions of the spiritual master, the uprooting of the bhaktilata begins, and gradually all the leaves dry up. Such an offense is especially created when one disobeys the instructions of the spiritual master. This fighting spirit will destroy everything, but what can I do? You American and European boys are trained up in this fighting attitude. Now put it aside and simply work cooperatively for spreading this movement all over the world. The standards I have already given you, now try to maintain them at all times under standard procedure. Do not try to innovate or create anything or manufacture anything that will ruin everything. Simply do as I am doing. Here is the opinion of Srila Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami. Persons who strictly follow the orders of the spiritual master are useful in executing the will of the Supreme, whereas persons who deviate from the strict order of the spiritual master are useless. All these things are nonsense inventions. Such inventing spirit will ruin this movement. Let us try to work cooperatively, otherwise the fighting spirit will ruin our great movement. The only fear I have is that you may fight. Please do not. That will ruin everything we have done. Do not manufacture ideas. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvasthavaitya Thakura, at the time of his departure, requested all his disciples to form a governing body and conduct missionary activities cooperatively. He did not instruct a particular man to become the next Acharya. But just after his passing away, his leading secretaries made plans, without authority, to occupy the post of Acharya, and they split into two factions over who the next Acharya would be. Consequently, both factions were asura, or useless, because they had no authority, having disobeyed the order of the spiritual master. One must judge every action by its result. The members of the self-appointed Acharya's party who occupied the property of the Gaudiya Math are satisfied, but they could make no progress in preaching. Therefore, by the result of their actions one should know that they are asura, or useless. Some of the disciples strictly accepted the orders of the Acharya, and others deviated, independently concocting their own opinions under the spell of Devi Maya. You have to accept the spiritual master's order as axiomatic, self-evident, or unquestionable. There can be no argument. In this way you can make progress. Any opinion different from the opinion OSF the spiritual master is useless. One cannot infiltrate materially concocted ideas into spiritual advancement. That is deviation.